huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and they say it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. I'm going to challenge that in this rant video because that might well have been the case. Now, of course, you have to work hard enough not to have to work hard. You have to set to forget, and of course, you do have to put the hours in and the effort in to get the reward, but the world has changed. Now, a lot of people, for example, aren't leveraging the internet as well as they could be, aren't leveraging social media, don't realise that information travels at the speed of light through fibre optics. They don't understand the network effect, and I think I would like to challenge the fact that it could probably take 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or less to become that overnight success. So there's a chap called Ryan. He's, 7 or 8 years old now, and he has a YouTube channel called Ryan's Toys Review. He made $22 million on his YouTube channel last tax year. Probably got a bit of help from his dad, but didn't take him 10 years to become an overnight success. I don't know when he started the channel, how old he was. Even if he was 3 years old, even if he was planning it while he was in the womb, it still didn't take him 10 years. So yes, of course it takes time, but it doesn't have to take a lifetime. You have now the internet, which reaches, you know, most people on the planet. Information travels at the speed of light, so you can reach people locally, nationally, and globally in a millisecond. Social media is free. Media has been decentralized. So that means that what used to be BBC Radio or Sky TV or Condé Nast, print media, where you had to pay thousands or tens of thousands or millions to get an ad. Now you can have a Facebook account, a YouTube account, you can have a podcast, a Twitter account, you can now have a TikTok account. LinkedIn's had a bit of resurgence. YouTube is huge at the moment. Podcast has had a bit of a resurgence. So you are basically your own media company, and you can get to market and to your clients, leads, customers, followers, and fans quicker than ever. You can get real-time feedback. You can put a product or you can do a survey out there today and you can get feedback today. You can create a very quick minimum viable product. You can create a fair exchange environment. So if it's not the perfect product yet, you reduce the price because everything is about value and price, i.e. if it's not perfect, it's a bit less or a discount. The better it is, the more you can charge. And you can update as you go. Microsoft and the software, the iOS operating system of Apple, they continually update themselves. So in a way, they test their products and services on us. Facebook have just given me the new star functionality. There's less than 20 of us in the world that have been given that. And they told me this new star facility or functionality, which is essentially the start of their new currency. They said, I just want to warn you, there are probably going to be some bugs and we are going to do some testing on you. So they're using influencers to test their products and services to get this real-time connection and feedback with a real live audience so that when they go officially live and they properly product launch, they have a product that's already fit for market. So speed now wins. Prolific is better than perfect. Algorithms reward quantity, not just quality. They want you on their platform. So the more you put out content, build communities, engagement in their platform, native as they call it, so YouTube on YouTube, LinkedIn on LinkedIn, you don't link out. They reward you with quantity, not just quality. Some people are posting on Instagram 9 times a day, LinkedIn once, maybe twice a day, Facebook maybe 3 times a day. And your reach and your trickle-down followers and fans and leads and clients will get rewarded for quantity. I wouldn't say quantity over quality. I would say quantity and quality. Now, the reality is now you could go viral at any time. Before the internet, what was our network effect, you know, where we were able to reach a global audience? It might have been telecommunications, but obviously that was restricted and that was slower because you had to make phone calls and text messages one-to-one, not one-to-many. Before that, it was air travel. Before that, it was rail. So now we have the quickest exchange of information and reach than we've ever had. So this network effect is getting faster and faster and more connected and more global than ever before. So now you can do collaborations with anyone, everywhere. You can get recommendations and referrals from anyone, anywhere. You sitting in your office, in your home, on your device, on your laptop, or your iPhone, or your Android, Samsung phone. You can now get virtual assistants, outsourcers, almost like 10 a penny. So you can pay £50 for this design. You can pay £100 a week for this outsourcing. You can get someone to manage your social media, manage all of your admin for way less than the cost of a full-time or even part-time employee. It's easier than ever to leverage because a lot of information is free. You can leverage information on Google. You can follow influencers and leverage their platforms and profiles. You can create partnerships and joint ventures way, way quicker than ever before. So, you know when they say it takes 10 years to become an overnight success, I reckon they're using an older, outdated psychology, mentality, business model. The world has changed. Yes, you have to be patient. Of course, you have to be persistent, but speed wins. Speed to market, speed to get your products and services and your content and your message out to the masses. So, thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. When you didn't have a widespread internet and information traveling at the fast of light. Fuck, let's start again, mate. The fast of light. Fucking rambling. Start again. We'll check back in 1 minute. It's pretty normal for me to fuck up. Mate, just delete it. Don't keep me live. Delete it. We'll start again.